Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday out there. We got a lot of fun to get to. We're going to talk about our open house parking lot party in a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Got that coming up for you. We're also going to get into a fun one here I've got about canned foods that were popular 50 years ago that not many people are eating anymore. Or are they? We will discuss all that coming up for you. And, of course, we kick off the 10 o'clock hour the way we like to with some entertainment news. And Sharon Stone has no problem playing villains, which you would know if you've seen Basic Instinct, one of the better villain performances of all time. But Sharon has a, quote, moral code when it comes to playing villains. They've got to be really, 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 really bad.
If I'm going to do it, it's got to be bad.
She doesn't want to play, quote, the complicated bad guys who are also given some empathy. She said, quote, if I play a villain, I want to go full villain. I don't believe in playing a villain like she's bad, but hey, because real villains are, you know, she had a bad child or whatever and all this stuff. She doesn't want any of that. She just wants to play somebody straight up evil.
Yep.
Sharon takes evil seriously. She also shared this saying from her hometown, quote, when the devil walks in the room, it might be fun, but don't give him a seat. Don't invite them to sit down. They might be a fun person at a cocktail party, but don't take them home. It's a long phrase. That's a long phrase. I got to look up where she's from. I got to look. I appreciate actors like Sharon Stone. When they're working, when they're on set or on stage or anything like that, when they're preparing for these roles, they are working their tails off. Mm-hmm. But once the job is done, they're not going to take it too seriously. They're not going to get bent out of shape about it. It's the kind of person I want to be. It's where I would hope to go with the craft. Mm-hmm. I think she does a really good job at this. Mm-hmm. She has played some roles and done some things as an actor that other actors have not been asked to do. And she has kind of done this to not only help, you know, have a career and keep working in the industry, but also to, you know, kind of be a good actor. And mm-hmm. Hey, this is what the role takes. I'm willing to do it. Yeah.
That's definitely on my bucket list. I really want to play an awful, mean, terrible character that everybody hates.
There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
Because I'm not like that. It's the polar opposite of me in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's one of the dreams for an actor, is getting mm-hmm. to do that, getting to play characters and getting to be people that we're nothing like. Now, one of the things that brings us to a role oftentimes is some parallel, something that we can connect to with the character. Mm-hmm. But I think that when we get to play villains, I think we can find out as much about ourselves as we do the character.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I like, too, is fighting on stage, like sparring verbally.
Yeah.
I find that so much fun. I detest conflict in real life.
Mm, okay.
I do not like to have arguments. And in fact, if it's not scripted, I usually can't do it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
For me, I don't like confrontation. I don't like it, but I'm very good at it. And whether it is with my fists or my mouth, I've had to learn to be good at it. I'm not saying that in a cocky way. I'm saying it out of reps. I would not be able to guess how many fights I've been in my life. I have no idea. As far as with my fists, I've been fighting for a very long time. Now, I haven't thrown a punch in a long time either. Now, with that, when I was in California, we were filming our TV show, there was a fight that breaks out in the courtroom, and I have to throw three punches. And so as soon as we got done, I got to call my dad right away and be like, Dad, I got to put use to it. I got to use it for something. It always felt great. We actually saved money not bringing a fight coordinator on set. I just did the fight coordinator. Now, there was like maybe a minute, 2 minutes worth of fighting going on in the courtroom, but it was being able to take that knowledge and take that stuff and try to do something positive with it. Sure. I think that's another part of being to get to play characters that you're nothing like, is being able to find something like that. To me, what she's saying and what I enjoy so much about this is when it comes to having empathy for the character, that's on the audience. For the actor, I've played more villains than I've played good guys, and I've never played a villain like, oh, I'm playing a bad guy. But that's not how you do it. You're playing a role like, this is who I am. I don't look at it as evil or bad. I'm just trying to take over the world. What's wrong with that? What's you know, or whatever the case might be with the villain. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like her approach to it. I like what she's saying there. Mm-hmm. And then there's she talked about this, and we got that from the Seth Meyers show, a late night talk show, of course. We go from one late night host to another, Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel launched his playful fake feud with Matt Damon over 20 years ago, and they've been kind of going back and forth for years in this kind of fun way. Matt Damon's been very cool about it, I think. He handles it very well. But all those jokes almost came back to bite them, because he could have been arrested for murdering Matt Damon. Yeah, in a very Clue-style way. Jimmy recently told Variety about a time when Matt came over to his place, scarfed down dinner, and started choking. He said, quote, he came late, he was very hungry, and just started eating really fast. He started choking on a pork rib. His brother was also there, and he tried the Heimlich many times, but it was down too far.
Oh, no.
The rib was stuck for about an hour and a half. So clearly this wasn't a situation where the windpipe was blocked, but instead there was food lodged in your food pipe. Jimmy wanted to get Matt to the hospital because, quote, if he dies in my house, I'm going to prison for the rest of my life. I will never be able to explain this as anything other than murder. It's unclear if Matt was hesitant or his brother, but they did not do that. Instead, they started YouTubing a fix.
What?
This is insane. Go to the hospital.
No,
go to the
hospital. It's an emergency. Go.
Jimmy said they watched a lot of videos and finally concluded that eating little bits of bread was the way to get the rib to work its way down his stomach, and it worked. The bread saved him.
What?
Man. Like, this ain't, that ain't right story. We almost lost Matt Damon. We almost, like that's not, and it's Matt Damon's fault. It's his own fault. I mean, you go to the hospital, man. Wow. And another great PSA. I want to see Matt Damon doing PSAs about slowing down when you're eating. Like, I want to see him do that next with his career. I think Matt Damon's a very good actor, and I want to see him do this. Take that acting talent of his to PSAs. Hi, I'm Matt Damon. I almost died choking on a pork rib. I can't do a good Matt Damon impression.
Here's how you not do that.
Yeah. I love when people share these stories, though. I think that's an interesting one.
Yeah, because they're just human, too. You know, we have a tendency to put people like Matt Damon up on a pedestal. But no, they do dumb things, too.
Have you ever choked when you're alone?
Not to a point where I was, like, scared.
Oh, I got right there. When I was living in DeKalb, the girlfriend I had at the time, she was studying abroad. So she was in France, and it was just me and the dog in our apartment. It's, you know, 10, 11 at night or something like that. And I was eating too fast, because I always do. I need to slow down and taste my food more, because I just inhale it.
Weird that you're so picky, but okay.
Right. I think it was a potato chip or something that got lodged, and I started choking. And I immediately started to panic with it. I don't normally panic in those situations, but this is still the only time I can think of I've ever really choked. And I'm looking around, and I see the dog in there, and Gonzo's not looking at me like, what do you want me to do? I got no thumbs. And I started like trying to, on the edge of a chair, started trying to do the Heimlich on myself.
Yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing it, and I'm doing it, and I'm going, and I don't feel like I'm doing it right. But then I realized, as I was bending over and trying to get it dislodged, it got dislodged, and I kept doing it for no reason, really.
I was just to bruise yourself?
Yeah, I was just panicked. I was just kind of in a hurry trying to like make sure that I didn't... And I would love to be able to tell everybody that I saw my life flash before my eyes, or I wanted to survive for the right reasons. I refuse to die in a silly way. I am not going out like that. That is not. I have survived way too dang much. I am not going out in a silly way. I am not going to let my friends be at my funeral. I'm like, did you hear how James, he sucked on it? It was a potato chip that took him out, man. I was like, no.
That's all we're putting on your tombstone, James.
Yeah.
I don't care how you die. It's going to be death by potato chip on your tombstone.
Don't. Last night, we are going into week two of our rehearsals for On Golden Pond, the new fall production for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Awesome. How's it going?
Very exciting. So last week, we got all of our blocking in week one.
Wow.
And that is, I'm so excited about that. It really gives our actors an opportunity to play and to kind of work the stage a little bit more. It can be difficult, and I'm over-explaining this because I want everybody to understand, people that haven't been in plays before, and hopefully encourage you to be a part of plays. In this part of the process, you're really trying to figure out a lot while also doing this without knowing where you're going to really stand, because we don't have everything on the stage yet and stuff. So you're really able to not only kind of get your footing, literally, but you're also really able to build on your character. Mm-hmm. What I'm enjoying is seeing the actors build their characters, but build them together.
Nice.
While leaning into each other and building off of each other and what they're seeing other actors do. The timing is already getting there, like especially with some of these bits. I imagine most people, if you think of On Golden Pond, you think of a drama, you think of heartfelt, and it is all of those things. But it is also sneaky funny. There's some great comedic parts. If you are a fan of dry humor, if you are a fan of sarcasm or anything, this is your play.
Nice.
And I have got an amazing cast. I got so dang lucky. Every one of these actors, and we've only got six roles, but all of them are incredible and just doing an amazing job already. And we just got into week two. I cannot imagine what this is going to look like weeks from now and when you all get to see it, because I expect you all there. For as many nights as possible. There are no reruns in theater. Every night's going to be different.
Each one's unique.
Performances are September 25th and 6th. Those are opening nights. Get your tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. And along with that, I do want to remind everybody that WRCT has other events going on. And one of the ones we are trying to put together over there is our Golden Anniversary Variety Show.
Yeah.
We want you to be a part of the celebration. Go to wrctheater.org, and there's a little link right up in the right-hand corner. You click on that, you can find out how you can help celebrate 50 years of WRCT. Now, whether you want to perform, maybe you want to do a little one-act play or perform something, or you want to help out with decorations or food preparation, ticket sales, bartending, any of these things, we could use all people to be a part of this.
Yeah, awesome.
Head on over to wrctheater.org to get your tickets and, of course, sign up for the variety show. And it is time, everybody. We are less than, a little bit over, 24 hours away from our parking lot party. It is our open house. WFHR, WIRI are opening our doors, and we're welcoming the whole community and all our celebrated following communities next to each other's. If you're out of state and you're in state, whoever you are, we want you to come on down.
We do. We want to see you at our party.
It is going to be a blast, everybody. We have got so many different things going on with this event.
So many.
So we let's kind of take care of this in some order. We will have live broadcasts. I'll be broadcasting from noon to 2 right here from the WFHR studios. I'm going to drag on as many people as I can with me. And then we will have Katie Cruz broadcasting over on WIRI doing her shift from our parking lot, from our studios.
Right.
How cool is that?
She's going to be there in person. I can't wait to meet her.
After that, you're going to have a special episode of Red Folk and Blue, Laura's new show. You'll hear that.
Yeah.
And then from 5 to 6, Seth is going to be broadcasting live from 105.5 WIRI.
Yeah. So we're going to be live on the radio. We're going to be meeting you. We're going to be talking with you. Kids are going to be able to record their own. I was actually working on these scripts this morning.
Oh.
Morning show host, music DJ, sports broadcaster, or news reporter. I just fill in some blanks.
Bring the kids on down, and Melissa will teach them a little bit and about the craft and about what we do around here. And certainly, as you see our staff around, if you have questions, please ask us. That's part of the point of all this is being able to kind of let you guys look behind the curtain a little bit more and understand what we're doing. We will have all that going on, and we're going to feed you. We've got food trucks down here. El Sembrador food truck will be here for a little while. And then once they leave, we'll also have Sweet Treats food truck down here as well. That's where you'll find me.
And then Radio Grill will be picking up the taco slack once El Sombrador leaves. And you're going to have food options available to purchase. And then also our staff dessert cook-off.
Our sweet-off.
Sweet off. We're sweeting off.
We have our staff all making sweets, and you guys are going to be able to
not
try.
All of us.
Not all
but
of
some
us.
Of us.
Yeah.
Some of us.
A lot.
James, we kicked you out. I'm so sorry.
Well, more on that later. one of the things that I'm really excited about for our listeners is all of that, and the opportunity to have Milt here and judging it. Big shout out to Milt.
And listeners get to cast their vote as well. If you come right at the start from noon to 1, listeners will be able to cast their vote for a listener favorite. And then Milton will do his official judging. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of going to have like two prizes here, which are just bragging rights.
And speaking of
no actual prizes.
And speaking of food and recipes, we want your recipes, everybody.
Yes.
We are celebrating. We're going to be doing something really fun here and bringing back our WFHR cookbook. This time, mm-hmm. the WFHR WRI cookbook. I just thought of, Melissa told me the idea for the cover.
And you just remembered it?
Yeah.
It's such a great idea. And we're going to have so much fun doing that cover.
It is an opportunity to take those wonderful family recipes or those favorite recipes of yours and have them immortalized in our cookbook. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you had a new cookbook, everybody? This is going to be fun.
Yeah, and it's going to be, you know, so many regional recipes from all of the areas around here where, you know.
Great point.
I'm excited about that. I'm working on, I've got the form built. I know Chuck is in contact with Sage and John, I believe, about getting that link on our websites. Mm-hmm. So you can just submit your recipe digitally. It's super easy.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having that link go to our web pages, our Facebook pages and all that.
Eventually.
And we will get that on there. Yep. You can also email us maybe and get it that way.
You can email us. You can bring them by and just make a photocopy. Pam will just make a copy of your recipe card for you or for us.
We will have
any way you can get them to us.
We will have Edge VR down here. They're going to be setting up shop, and you can find out more about them and check out some of the cool stuff that they are doing. We're going to have our throwers here.
Yep, Revolution Throwers. Evolution Throwers.
Evolution Throwers. Looking forward to meeting them and hanging out with them a little bit. And of course, some of our nonprofits are going to be down here.
Yeah, so many nonprofits. I think I counted like 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
If everybody shows up, which it sounds like they are, it's just going to be such a fun day. We're also going to have some civic media celebrities here at the studio. Pat Kreitlow is going to be doing his show from there in the morning. I believe Todd Alba's coming. You might even catch glimpses of some of our Wausau folk. Mm-hmm. I think Chad Holmes is going to stop by, and maybe Brittany Merlot. I'm not going to say that one for sure. And of course, Katie Cruz that we already mentioned.
Everybody wants in on this.
And Jenny Brand's coming too.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah. It's so cool. It's so awesome. We appreciate Civic supporting what we're doing here and everybody coming on down and hanging out with us and getting to see our studios a little bit. I also think that it's important in this day and age and with what we try to do here at Civic and promoting democracy and facts and reality and all those things, you get to know us a little bit more. You can see that we're not just voices.
Come talk to us. We're human.
We're citizens. We're fellow citizens. We're your neighbors. And we are just doing our job, and our job is you. Our job is getting facts out to you. Democracy, supporting that and promoting that.
And building on our community and our local events and what's happening here in our community, because that's important.
And building on what WFHR has done for 85 years strong, we aren't in anybody's pocket. We are a democracy station. We are a factual station, and we are just out there to take care of you and be a source that you can count on. All those things, and have some fun. While we're at it. We're going to have a blast.
Ooh, I do have an update, James.
Mm.
Because we're closing our parking lot. People won't be able to park in the parking lot because obviously that's where our party's happening.
Yeah.
But we did get in connection with the bread and butter shop that's right across the street from our parking lot. And the parking spaces beside the laundromat side of the lot, they're facing our business. We can park, people coming can park there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also park up the street on 17th because our staff members are going to park way far away and walk, right, James?
Yep. I think I'm going to park over at the zoo, to be honest with you. I don't know where else to go. I think I'm going to, that or the Fireman's Memorial at my park. And it's not because I just love those places and want any excuse to be over there. But yes, we can park far away. So you guys can
park. So that you guys have close parking and you can come in and party with us.
A gigantic gigantic shout out to the Bread and Butter Shop and the great people that they have over there.
They got great people.
And Tanya. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good people. Join us tomorrow, everybody, whether it's from 12 to 6 or just for an hour on your lunch break, whenever it is, we appreciate your time.
We want to see you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Make plans for that tomorrow, our parking lot party. We'll come back and get you ready for our news break coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. Thanks so much for joining us over here, Melissa and James, hanging out with you. Mm-hmm. We are talking about our parking lot party, and along with that, I did want to mention one of our good stories and one of our good things going on in our area is, of course, our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo.
Yeah.
Our zoo is open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 7, and it will be open through Labor Day. Keep that in mind, everybody. Our days are numbered with our zoo. Mm-hmm. We got to get over there soon if you haven't been over there. And you definitely want to get over there tomorrow. Tomorrow, mm-hmm. David Stokes is going to be there.
Awesome.
David has not only joined us here on these airwaves many times, but certainly has had fun and celebrated animals over at Helen's Zoo House at 1911 Gaynor Avenue. Mm-hmm. He'll be there tomorrow at 11 a.m. and at 3.
Nice.
Through songs, stories, movements, and riddles, live animals and artifacts. You just don't know. Even David doesn't know what animals he's going to bring down. He's got to, see how the animals are doing that morning.
Yeah, see who's available,
mm-hmm.
willing to travel.
And Seth hit on this yesterday. I thought it was a perfect idea. You and the kids head on over there at 11, check this out, and then mosey your way on over here at noon and check out the parking lot party.
Right, come and get some lunch. Do a taste testing and vote for your favorite staff dessert. Vote for mine because mine's the best. And come tour our studios, get some swag.
I think that's a great idea. I'm glad I don't have to vote on these sweets. I just want to eat them. I could never choose between any of you guys.
There's some left for you at the end.
Yeah, we'll see. we cover a lot of good stories around here, but every once in a while we got a that ain't right story. And sometimes though, there are no good guys, there are no bad guys, there are just people. And slides.
Slides.
Emergency responders in Connecticut were called to a playground for an unusual rescue when a 40-year-old man became wedged inside the middle portion of a tube slide. The town of Vernon Fire Department said on social media the crews were spotted alongside Vernon EMS and Vernon Police Department just after 4:30 p.m. Saturday for a confined space rescue of a 40-year-old adult male stuck in a tube slide outside a playground. The man was said to be wedged feet and head first in the middle portion of the slide. Rescuers set up a ventilation equipment to keep the man cool amid the high temperatures inside the slide. Firefighters removed a section of the slide to get him out. Quote, the patient was freed within 30 minutes and was evaluated on scene by EMS patients. So he was okay and everything. Goodness. Physically, he's okay.
Yeah.
Emotionally, I don't know.
Might be a little wrecked.
I may move. I just might be. I might go to my family and be like, "We're moving. we're moving, everybody." There's
I have
no
so
way.
So many questions, though.
How you're gonna look? I've done this. I've been playing with my kids at the playground, and you seeing them do stuff, and whether they egg you on or you just want to go down the slide yourself. But I'll tell you something. Every time I've done it, one of those open slides. The old school ones to kill your tailbone, like those. I ain't going in there. Like, I am as skinny as a rail. I'm built for those kind of slides, and I still won't go in one. I see what I was saying earlier about dying in a silly way. I ain't doing it.
Can you imagine being stuck inside of one of those? And it would have to have been more than 30 minutes because it took them 30 minutes to get him out.
Right.
How long was he stuck in there before somebody showed up?
And you have time to just sit in there and think about, what your significant other is going to say, what your buddies at work are going to say, what your kids are going to say.
How you're going to explain the weird bruises that you have because you're trying to get out yourself.
Ain't right part of this story is just the story. There is nobody to blame necessarily for this one because I don't know the situation of what led him him to do this. Mm-hmm. Should he have done it? No. But at the same time, as I said before, I've been there where you're around kids, you want to have fun and play, and it's fun for the kids.
Or you're hanging out with your other 40-year-old buddies, and they're all egging you on. And,
now, if that's how this went down, yeah, I got
probably.
No, I got
no. And then they all ran away.
You're absolutely, 100%. When, guys,
but they called 911 for him.
It doesn't matter if you're 10 or 40. That's how a lot of guys react in those situations. Oh God, run! Everybody books. I'm glad he's okay. Stay out of slides, yes. Adults.
Also glad he's okay.
We've got actual news, important news that Melissa has here for you. We'll also have Mike Clemens Sports, some entertainment news from Pete, and of course our wonderful partners all coming up for you. And then when we get back, we're going to talk about those canned foods that were popular 50 years ago.
So, yeah.
Got that coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you all are having a great Tuesday out there. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Got some fun stuff on the way. We'll get into our schedule, talk about some good stories of the day and what you'll be doing with your day tomorrow. we got all that coming up. Mm-hmm. But right now, I know that I have experienced this when helping friends like clean out a house. I helped my buddy Travis. Good morning to him and all of our friends over there at Big Cheese and stuff. With cleaning out their house and getting rid of a lot of stuff that was in there. And I saw a lot of old canned foods.
Mm.
And there was a SpaghettiOs brand or a flavor that I had never heard of. And I can't remember it, but it was some crazy combination that I'd never seen before. I will say my household that I grew up in, with my Nana and Papa, and certainly with my mom and dad, we never ate SpaghettiOs. Okay. We just never had them.
That would be just an affront to your Italian
kind
background.
Yeah. I wish we weren't like that, but yes, 100%. This is the one category that the Maloffs tend to be a little bit with their nose in the air about. Yeah. But I do know plenty of friends and family that loved them. I just never seen this brand. Well, chowhound.com has a new list for just that. Those types of things. They have a new list, and you can go find the complete article at chowhound.com. Great name, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
A new list of canned foods that were popular 50 years ago, but are not eaten much anymore. It's a trip down memory lane. Also, it can be a little bit maybe triggering. I don't know. These are in no particular order, so we're just going to kind of go through them here. Like Betty Crocker spoon and baked cookie dough. Each little can had enough dough to make 3 dozen cookies, and the varieties were chocolate chip, peanut butter, oatmeal raisin, and sugar cookie.
Hmm. I have never heard of cookie dough in a can.
Yeah.
Was it refrigerated though?
I would hope so. I don't know.
Because when I think of canned food, I think of pantry stable, you know, like cans of vegetables or fruit or whatever on the pantry shelf.
The labeling and everything, it looks like a can of beans, but it's cookie dough, and it's just in there, Melissa. It's just like all crammed in there. It does not look like it was refrigerated. It doesn't. Whoa. I don't know about that.
If you do the, like, you can put canned meat on the shelf, you know, like, I mean, think of all the canned things that we have that are on the shelf. It's fine, but I've only ever seen cookie dough, like, you know, Pillsbury cookie dough in the refrigerated section in a tube, not a can.
How about,
okay, continue. Sorry.
More dessert. Libby's fruit float. Just add milk and stir. The result was a frothy milkshake-like dessert that was reminiscent of pudding.
Okay, interesting. I'm not weirded out by that.
No, you get all of them. You get. How about canned ribs? Canned ribs. The brand Armorore had one, and they were specially cut to work with the can, then smoked with hickory chips for quote great flavor.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Ribs in a can.
Wow, you just crack open that can, pull out some ribs. Yep.
Pull out ribs.
Old Paso canned tortillas.
What?
They were made with just corn, water, and salt, but let you store tortillas on the shelf.
weird.
Huh. Huh. How about some a spam spread? It is no longer available. I'll tell you that right now, all you spam lovers out there. But it is. It was just what it sounds like, spam spread. It was just a like you could like a topping almost, like butter almost or whatever. You would just, but it was spam.
Huh. Mm. Okay.
Getting to number 10 here, and I have not heard of any of these. I don't know any.
I had to look up the tortillas. It looks like a the size of a tuna fish can.
Hmm. Hmm. Deviled ham, which was ground up ham.
That I have heard of.
It was spiced and packed into a can and used primarily as a spread on sandwiches.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I've heard of that one. And you can still get like a ham spread at delis.
Hmm. Canned pork brains with milk gravy.
Ooh.
And
okay.
And,
I'm out.
Yep, yep. That was that. That was where we lose Melissa. I knew it was going to happen eventually. I didn't know where. I didn't know. and for those of you that are still looking for this, maybe as a gag gift, they still sell it on Amazon.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Of all these things, that one surprises me maybe the most. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, move on.
Campbell's pepper pot soup.
Pepper pot soup.
It's primarily a Philly thing. This is really big in Philadelphia, apparently.
Okay.
How about canned brown bread?
That I've seen.
And that is
not big. Like in not in real life, but I've seen videos of it when they're like doing MREs and things like that.
It's really neat. It is apparently really big in the Northeast.
Mm.
Boiled peanuts, anybody? That's a big thing in the South.
I've had those in a can.
That's the one I've seen. I haven't tried them, but I have seen them in a grocery store. I did see them.
Laura and I got a couple cans of that one time. I think we found it at Aldi.
I'd love to try that. I really would love to try that one.
I was surprised. They were good.
That one sounded good. And that's the only one so far on the list that I actually have seen in person. Canned tamales. I remember those.
I think I've seen those.
Yeah, I do remember those.
I've never eaten them.
No, me neither, no. But I do remember, I want to say my dad or my brother got them. It had to have been my dad, because my brother, by the time my brother was
Hormel.
Around.
Hormel yep. tamales. Yeah. They sell them at, yeah, you can get them at Walmart.
I can picture the label, yeah.
Yep, it's red, beef and chili sauce.
How about a canned whole chicken? What?
Yeah. The whole thing? it's a small chicken or it's a big can?
What they do is they get a big can and they lure the chicken in. No. The brand Sweet Sue had this. First off, I'm just learning there's a brand called Sweet Sue.
and they toured them. No.
Mm. I don't know how they did this. I don't want to know. I don't want to know how.
No, you don't. Don't look at the pictures. Oh, my God.
Sometimes I'm interested in how the sausage is made. Not now. Not in this
Mm-mm.
one. Three left. We go to Hunt's Pudding Snack Packs.
Okay, yeah.
I remember snack packs. Yeah, yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember them in a can, but I mean.
No.
They're in the plastic
cups. Now, the plastic guys, yeah, yeah.
I remember big, giant cans of pudding, like cafeteria-sized cans.
If you're in the mood, pudding's amazing.
Yes.
Like, pudding's awesome if you're in the mood for it. Like you just had teeth work done. At number two, SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
The original brand was Franco-American. That's what the original brand was called. SpaghettiOs, but this is like the things that were 50 years ago that we're not doing anymore. People are still eating SpaghettiOs, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. They're still selling. They're still selling well, actually, SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, but the Franco-American, if you look up that actual brand name, like that's...
Sure, okay, I get it.
It's a brand name of the Campbell's Soup Company. I do remember those cans, though, because of the little eyes and the mouth.
Great logo. Great logo. And something that many, many, many kids out there ate. For my family, my Nana's big issue with the chef, with Mr. Boyardee, was the sugar content in the marinara.
Yeah.
She hated that.
It's really sweet.
She felt like... it's kind of like if you're putting sweetener in your coffee and then you add a ton of sugar. Like, that's the way she kind of looked. She felt like the marinara was already good on its own. Adding sugar mm-hmm. to it really did. It took away from the actual flavor of the sauce and everything.
Yeah, it's almost like ketchup.
Yeah, yeah. I can't do it. I can't. There are a couple of pizza joints that do this, where they put, you can tell they put a lot of sugar in their marinara, and I can't eat there. I can't do it.
Mm. It was a special treat to get a can of Chef Boyardee when we were kids. SpaghettiOs. My favorite was the ravioli, and I would eat it cold. Out of the can.
Wow.
It was good.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, that was not something we got very often.
And at number one on the list, and again, not necessarily in order, just at the top of the list, canned mac and cheese.
Canned
mac and cheese. Mr. Boyardee is guilty of this one, too. That's a Chef Boyardee product. I'm looking at it here, and it's just like your typical Chef Boyardee cans, just with mac and cheese in there.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, no, thank you. No, and I love mac and cheese. I love mac and cheese, but not like that. that ain't the mac and cheese I know and love.
I mean, if you were at any of these things, if we were hungry enough, we'd probably eat. Okay,
I'm devouring
it. Minus two of those things I can think of because I saw what the chicken looks like when it comes out of the can, and I can't do brains and milk. No.
No. I'm with you on that. But as picky as I come across in all those things, if it's you know, a matter of this or nothing, yeah, you know,
it's
what
life or death, I'll eat it.
You know what I'm really picky about? Living. A lot more picky about that. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show, the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here to wrap up the show. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Been a fun show.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Oh, we got some great stuff lined up for you throughout the day today. Some great programming. Be sure to join us for the Rapids Report. We're going to get to meet United Way's Daniel Schlock. She is going to be with us. She's the new 2-on-1 director over there, and looking forward to getting to know her, talking a little United Way. More on them in a moment in our good stories, by the way. Be sure to check out the Rapids Report and all of our great shows at WFHR.com. Go on over there, right to the side, to the right. You're going to find a little area where you can find all of our podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Badger football back talk about today at 7:05 right here at WFHR, the premiere of the Luke Fickell Show.
Oh, great.
Wisconsin Badgers head football coach going to be talking with us throughout the year about the season, what's going on, and certainly the build up to another great season of Wisconsin Badger football. Keep in mind, all Badger sports right here. Are we covering football? We're covering basketball, hockey. We got it all for you right here at WFHR, your home for Badger sports. Do want to send a special shout out to Learfield and, of course, to Mr. Matt LePay, the legend himself. You'll be hearing Mr. LePay doing a bunch of our promos and a bunch of our liners this year once again, as he's done for decades over here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Appreciate Matt. I've gotten to interview Matt before. What an amazing human being. He's so much fun. He is such a fun guy. I can talk to him every day. Quick reminder again that you got plans tomorrow, everybody.
Yes, you do.
So we want you to head over to our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo tomorrow. Head on over there around 11 if you'd like and check out the Zoo Zort with David Stokes. That's going to be going on. David Stokes is going to be over there. So not Zoo Zort, but David Stokes is going to be over there performing at 11 and 3. And when you're done with that, come on over to our parking lot party.
Yeah, come party with us.
We're going to be doing that from noon to 6 right here at the studios. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, of course, but get on down here, everybody. There's something for everybody.
Stop in at any time. But if you come from noon to 1, you get to partake of the staff dessert cook-off competition and vote.
Yeah, we want you to be a part of this, everyone. Come on down for our parking lot party. It's going to be a blast. Got a couple of blood donation opportunities for everybody out there. Coming up this Friday, the 22nd, from 9 to 2, Lincoln High School at 1801 16th Street South, we'll have a blood drive opportunity. Head on over there for that.
Yeah, that's great.
Then on Monday, August 25th, from 2 to 7, we'll have a blood drive over at the former East Junior High School music room.
So if you can't make the first one, try to make that one.
And then on the 29th, from 10 to 3, McMillan Library will be hosting another blood drive. And our YMCA will be hosting one next month. Ooh. We'll be telling you about these as we get closer to them.
That's awesome.
And a quick reminder, on Thursday, we encourage you to head on over to the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center and check out one of our favorite people, Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor.
Oh, great. great.
Every first and third Thursday of the month over at the Cultural Center, Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor perform, and you have never seen anybody like Pete.
he's a great guy.
Incredible human being, wonderful stories, amazing MC, and of course, incredible
performer. Yes.
Such a good performer. As a lover of jazz, I love these guys and I love the work that they do. Support our cultural center, support our artists in this area. Artists supporting artists is one of the more powerful things we could do as locals. Support them and enjoy the show, everybody.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Live music at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center from 2 to 4 at 2651 8th Street South. Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor every Friday. First and third Thursday of the month. Head on over there for that. It's going to be fun. Also, wanted to touch on the United Way, our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Just wrapped up their Stuff the Bus event and everything. And as somebody who signed up for their newsletter a long time ago, I can tell you, reading from their newsletter, Stuff the Desk served 750 students in 2025.
Woo!
Reading right from this, thanks to hundreds of donors and volunteers, 750 local students began their academic year with the essential school supplies provided through Stuff the Bus and Stuff the Desk events. Members donated over 10,000 school supplies at Stuff the Bus event during lunch by the river, and on Friday, August 15th and Saturday the 16th, the items were distributed.
I actually happened upon it kind of by accident and got an interview with Terry, and the day went great. It really did.
Yeah. A big shout out to all the volunteers and everybody that helps out with this whole process, and certainly this community that steps up like no other. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Nice work, everybody. Everybody can take a victory lap on this one, and especially our United Way that does such amazing work. They work so hard, and you know that Terry joins us on these airwaves so much and everything. That's why we're giving Terry a bit of a break. You know, she's not going to join us that much this month. She needs a break. You can only handle
so
much of me.
She's been a little busy.
You know, she's been doing this for a long time, putting up with me. It's not, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot to ask.
Sometimes we just need a break, James.
It's understandable.
Could you just go on holiday already?
You and my parents say the same thing. Literally last night, that's what I was hearing. I was actually being yelled at about it. Find out more about our United Way at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Nice work again, everybody. Great work.
Yes.
Some good stories of the day from around the world. An 82-year-old guy in Australia is going viral after he stopped to save a koala on the road and then gave it to a talking to after it scratched at him.
Oh.
It's just a wonderful video.
Cute.
A 30-year-old indigenous woman in Mexico recently entered a 39-mile ultra marathon and won it.
Whoa.
She had no equipment. She ran the whole thing in sandals and the traditional clothing her tribe wears.
Wow.
She reportedly walked for 14 hours just to get in the starting lineup. So she walked 14 hours before even doing
just
this.
Just to get there.
Dang.
Whoa.
Man, that is impressive. That is very impressive. Nike co-founder Phil Knight just donated $2 billion to the Cancer Institute at Oregon Health and Science University. That is billion. His foundation says it's the largest single donation ever made to a college, university, or health group in the U.S. You can tear this apart. Phil Knight, very famously an Oregon alum and does a lot for that and all those things. I'm just looking at the good money going to cancer research.
Because we need it.
Yeah, desperately. We need that. That's good news right there. I don't care who donated it. That's just good news. A police officer in Ohio had to catch an escaped peacock named Kevin, and the chest cam footage is pretty darn funny. The owner told him it might respond to its name, so he used it quite a bit. A big time credit to the officer who was having fun with this, and also you could tell he's like, this is going to go viral. They're going to put this out there. This is not in my job description. I like that. I'm just going to do the best I can. And he did. Great work by him. Great work.
That's awesome.
Staying in Ohio, a woman in Ohio started this last month, and it's already blowing up. A 30-year-old Rosie Pollock noticed her dad needed a hobby, and he always loved sending her handwritten letters. So in July, she launched something called the Dad Letter Project, where anyone can request an encouraging letter from him.
Ooh.
Just fill out a form on the website and let him know what's going on in your life. And he will send you an encouraging letter. Just about it. You can go to dadletterproject.com, dadletterproject.com, if you would like. The website lists four of them for now. As far as like just examples, if you're looking for examples or anything like that. Mm-hmm. What a fun idea.
That is fun.
And firefighters in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, saved a German Shepherd that got stuck in a canal on August 5th, and it turned out she belonged to someone. And we're going to talk about it with our pet of the week, Denise, on Thursday. Yay! More awesome. On that story later. Great show, Melissa.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.